Bicknell bid $479,000 to replace the elementary roof. The second place bid came in from WeatherGuard Incorporated of Longview, Washington. Architect Tony Yorba of Jensen Yorba Lot recommended awarding the contract to WeatherGuard based on what he saw as a lack of experience in installing the kind of roof planned for the building. However, Bicknell representatives pointed out that they were certified to install that kind of roof and had a decade of experience with similar roofing materials. Local resident and Bicknell employee Vern Craig answered questions from the school board about the roofing product, and board member Brian Haas said he had researched Bicknell's level of certification to do the work.
The supplier that I spoke with indicated that they had 70 firms that were licensed to do this product out of Washington, and out of those 70, only six had this master select designation. So that is definitely a couple steps above the
right. RGAF manufacturer states that only 5% of roofing contractors nationwide have this level of certification, and no other Alaskan companies do.
School Superintendent Gary Jacobson recommended Bicknell for the work, and Melinda Hofstad spoke earlier in the meeting urging the board to give the contract to Bicknell.
And the thing that I really like about this company is that they would be 100% local hire. They're the low bidder. It seems to me that they're qualified. And I like the idea of local hire. I like the idea because, as most of you probably know, I'm very fiscally conservative, so I like the idea of taking the low bidder.
The vote was 4-0 to approve a notice of intent to award the contract to Bicknell, with board member Jim Schwartz not at the meeting. The district had originally expected the work would cost $1.2 million and had Department of Education grant money to do the work. Superintendent Jacobson answered school board questions about the funding.
The budget that we requested was $1.2 million. Okay, they will not give us $1.2 million. Right. They're only going to give us the amount of money that it costs to finish the project.
Gotcha.
So if the project comes in under bid, the community of Petersburg in Oway gets to receive that money?
No.
Okay.
Will they reappropriate that money? What's left over, it goes back into the DED project.
That roofing replacement work is expected to happen this summer. In other business, the board also approved a preliminary budget for next year. They did hear some public comment before approving that spending plan. Parent Kari Peterson urged the board to keep a counselor in the middle school, and she said she wanted a social and emotional development program in the middle school for her autistic son, similar to one that's already in place in the elementary school.
My son did experience great success with that program in the elementary school. He would come home and he would tell us what he had learned in school, and it was great because he wasn't learning under stress. It was something that they were talking about in the class, and kids had an opportunity to discuss behaviors that happened to them in real life in the schools. And it's a proactive program. When it came time to make my son's IEP, that program filled a component of it. When we went over to the middle school, I was under the understanding that there was a program over there, just because I just assumed, and it was wrong, my assumption was wrong, and there wasn't a program.
The preliminary spending plan approved by the board funds a counseling position in each of the three schools. It will reduce contracted counseling hours with Petersburg Mental Health Services, however. The board expects to make some changes to its budget later this year as it learns some more unknowns, including impacts from a new teacher contract, among other items. The board approved principal contracts for Erica Clute Painter in the elementary school and Michael Brauner in the middle school. They also approved out-of-state travel for next year for the jazz and concert bands and choir to attend a music festival in California. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.